A queer electric hum began at the base of her spine, riding up into her hairline. What was that? Her panicked mind screamed. Eyes wild, she looked up to see a massive dog jump at her, knocking her over, ripping into her flesh with its teeth. She drew in breath for a scream, but in those short milliseconds, her throat was crushed as its jaw closed in over her neck and bit down. Razor-sharp teeth tore at her. Its unbelievably strong jaw gripped tight as its head jerked from side to side, shredding her neck. Her hands pushed against the massive head as the long muzzle pressed against her open wound. Her mind, unable to accept the entirety of the experience, slipped into a state of unreality for a long moment, and she felt herself drifting away. No! Fighting, body screaming for air, she pushed up frantically, trying not to panic. Her strength ebbing, she had a hard time gaining purchase as she kept slipping in the blood she was losing. Her hands grappled with the dog, the hard muscles rippling beneath the fur. She wanted to just crawl away, to get far from the thing now tearing into her stomach with its teeth. But it was so strong, so big, that she couldn't knock him away, or even push it off balance enough to get away. God, he's so soft, she thought, until everything went black. Chapter 1.
Beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Everything hurt. Carrie tried to swallow around the fire in her throat. Her eyes fluttered open. Carrie?
Get the doctor. She's waking up.
Carrie, honey. Carrie tried to focus on the man next to her bed. It was her brother. Jack gripped her hand until she winced.
Sorry.
The grip lessened, but he didn't release.
How do you feel, sweetie?
She tried to speak, but all she could manage was a croak. So she just smiled at him, hoping to reassure him. Cool hands offered her a straw and urged her to take a drink.
Small sips. Don't drink too much or you'll be sick. A woman's soft voice cautioned.
Carrie had to fight against her instincts because the cool water felt so good on her abraded throat and she wanted to gulp it down.
That's it. Good, Carrie. I'm going to set the water down for a moment, okay? I'm just going to check you out, see how you're doing.
The owner of the voice moved into Carrie's line of sight. She was a nurse. No, a doctor. Large brown eyes looked her over. Close-cropped, chic gray hair and a long, tall frame completed the package. The embroidered name on the blue coat said, Dr. Elaine Kennedy.
Carrie, can you try to talk?
Dr. Kennedy's cool hands smoothed over Carrie's throat, where the dog had bit her. Panic rose momentarily as she recalled the size of that dog, the intelligence she remembered in its eyes. As if sensing her panic, Dr. Kennedy made a soothing sound and touched Carrie's arm softly, before undoing the front of her gown to look at her stomach. Carrie relaxed. Something about the other woman made her feel more secure, safe. Carrie swallowed a few times.
What happened?
Her voice was hoarse, raw.
We don't know exactly. You showed up in the driveway of the emergency room. You were pretty beaten up. We got an anonymous call that you were out there. Do you remember anything?
Dog. A big dog jumped me.
Carrie moved her free hand to her stomach, where the dog had ripped into her flesh, and was surprised that there were no stitches there.
It bit me, tore into me, here.
Craning her neck to look took too much effort, and she slumped back, exhausted, against the pillows. The doctor looked at her kindly, smiling as if she was not quite right in the head. It will all come back to you with time. But you can see for yourself that you have no wounds there, just some extensive bruising. Your throat took a beating, though. Looks like your larynx was pretty severely damaged. You had a concussion and some swelling on the brain,